So now we find ourselves in a situation where our entire economic system has been geared to allow the accumulation of negative externalities on our environment. The price of goods we consume does not include the costs to the environment. If, for example, car producers had to pay for the carbon emissions that they're making their products produced, a car that gets 15 miles per gallon would cost way more than a car that gets 40. A fast food burger produced by deforestation to grow beef in the Amazon would cost way more than a burger from locally grown, sustainably raised cows. These are examples of what economists call market failures, when externalities exist such that things are over or underproduced or over or underconsumed due to incorrect cost-benefit calculations. Market failures distort the rules of supply and demand. So in the case of the gas-guzzling car, because the externality of its carbon emissions are not included in its price, the car is priced too cheaply, demand for it is thus too high, and more of them are produced than would be if the price included those externalities. The fact that its contribution to climate change is not taken into account into the price of a product has led to rampant overconsumption. In fact, the Stern Review back in 2009 declared that, quote, "climate change represents the greatest example of market failure that we have ever seen."